V'atornik neitzbar ba'imu shmona devarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Blima Maggid from Silver Spring, Maryland, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through the concept of v'eino samech b'hora'ah. There's no happiness in giving instruction, in providing legal decisions. We're going to discuss this part of the Mishnah, emphasizing the perspective of someone who gains from others who focus more time than maybe the average person does to learn Torah. And of course, that's namely our rabbanim, our rabbis, our spiritual leaders. Because given the devotion of time and effort that they put into being Kona Torah, they are the ones who provide psak halacha, legal decisions to our community. And so our goal in the next 5 minutes is to gather three takeaways, to create a three-part mental model or prism for how to look at this kinyan Torah from that perspective. And the three parts are as follows. One, understanding of rabbinic responsibility in legal decision-making, and also how an individual's responsibility fits into that. Two, relief of the individual given the leadership sacrifice. And three, appreciation for the rabbinic system and our rabbis for that sacrifice. So we're actually going to start with a Mishnah in the first parak of Avot, Avot being one of the 63 tractates of Mishnah compiled in the 2nd and 3rd century CE. Rav Yeshua ben Prachya Omer, Aseh Lecha Rav. The Mishnah is telling us to find a spiritual mentor. Rambam notes, even if they're not a perfect fit. I think the goal here is to search for and choose a Rav who, if you're being honest with yourself, is someone you respect and feel comfortable going to them with difficult and personal questions and being makshiv of them, listening to their response. And so the first part of three is understanding and recognition of the sacrifice of someone who's in that position, who you've chosen, right? If someone who's giving the psak halacha, that Rav. And the Nachlot Avot L'Abarbanel, written by Don Isaac Abarbanel in Italy in the late 15th century, he comments on our Mishnah and Avot saying, you know, why shouldn't one be happy? Lo yiyeh sameach ba'ot tohara'ot u'piskei dinin, l'fi she'edah she'ta'ut yipol v'nekel. The person shouldn't be happy in making psak halacha because it can be a mistake. And guess what? It falls on them. It falls on them. This sacrifice is important to recognize, right? It's not about the time, though, of course, that's a big factor. But rather the sacrifice because they might be making a mistake. And the Midrash Shmuel on this Mishnah, written by Rabbi Samuel ben Isaac de Asuda in Italy in the mid-16th century, he writes, Afshar sheremez shehadayan sheba hora'ah liyado lahorot halacha lemaaseh, yidmeh be'inav kilu gehenna patuach tachtav. It's possible that this Mishnah is hinting to someone who's coming to give a psak halacha, who's coming to make a legal decision, that they should envision as if, it's as if the gates of hell, the opening of hell is open beneath them. Gehenna is open beneath them. And coming back to our side of this, you know, we understand, when we understand that sacrifice that they're making, you know, we have a responsibility here that once, you know, you make for yourself a Rav and go to them for halachic and other guidance, and understand and appreciate that, you know, understand that responsibility that they have for the decision, we also can realize that we have a responsibility to share all the relevant data, right? All that information that can help the Rav provide the best answer, which I think is really something that works to your benefit because of the flexible nature of halacha in light of complex factors contributing toward the situation in question. But after part one, really, of recognizing, understanding that sacrifice that the Rav takes on, that the spiritual leader takes on, we have that relief of the individual, right? Once we understand the sacrifice of the Rabbanim and taking on this responsibility, we can breathe a sigh of relief. You know, that relief that comes from knowing, you know, I went to my LOR or my Yoetzet and they have that responsibility and it is huge and it helps remove doubt and it provides a sense of security in what you're doing. And we're so blessed that we have Rabbanim who make themselves available to us to ask Shiloh. It's not all on us. And the system that gives us these wonderful Kadosh people who are taking this on themselves to provide this guidance to Am Yisrael, to the Jewish people. And we also can realize this relief that we have this system, this incredible rabbinic system in which an individual striving to do the right thing in a difficult situation can, in a sense, offload complex decisions to someone who's Kona Torah on an ongoing basis, who has decided to be there for the Am, for our nation, and to put that burden on themselves, so to speak. Once we understand that, and once we appreciate, we have that relief, we can appreciate the system and the sacrifice of the Rav, and we can show that appreciation. Our lifestyle is quite unique. We live in lives surrounded by many mitzvot, and life itself is complex. Add on all the mitzvot, that makes it all the more so. Thank God we have a system for this, and thank God we have our spiritual leaders who are willing to take on the sacrifice. And this might lead to not just calling them up when we're in a pickle or when there's something distressing taking place, but I know people can and do set specific time of the year to thank their spiritual leaders, you know, such as about like around Rosh Hashanah or Purim or Shavuot. I think that by going through this mental process of understanding, relief, and appreciation, we're acquiring Torah in the truest sense because we're living it and taking it to heart in a very practical manner. You know, very well-known Mishnah, also in Avot, states, V'lo ha-medrash ha-ikar el ha-ma'aseh, right? Study is not the most important thing, but rather the action is. And we are acting out our part in this rabbinic system when looking through this prism in a heightened state of awareness. Thank you for learning together.